cans and old boxes, and the kitchen waste. Oh, the wizards had put up signs saying dangerous and toxic, but the rats hadn't been able to read in those days, and they liked dribbly candle ends. Morris had never eaten anything off the dump. A good motto in life, he'd reckoned, was don't eat anything that glows. But he'd become intelligent too, at about the same time as the rats. It was a mystery. Since then, he'd done what cats always did. He steered people. Now some of the rats counted as people too, of course. But people were people, even if they had four legs and had called themselves names like Dangerous Beans, which is the kind of name you give yourself if you learn to read before you understood what all the words actually meant, and reading the warning notices and the labels on the old rusty cans gave you names you liked the sound of. The trouble with thinking was that once you started, you went on doing it. And as far as Morris was concerned, the rats were thinking a good deal too much. It was Peaches who was the worst. Morris's usual trick of just talking fast until people got confused didn't work on her at all.
"Ahem," she began. "We think that this should be the last time."
Morris stared. The other rats backed away slightly, but Peaches just stared back.
"This must be the very last time we do the silly plague of rats trick," said Peaches, "and that's final."
"And what does Ham and Pork think about this?" said Morris.
He turned to the head rat, who had been watching them. It was always a good idea appealing to Ham and Pork when Peaches was giving trouble, because he didn't like her very much.
"What do you mean, think?" said Ham and Pork.
I think we should stop doing this trick," said Peaches, dipping her head nervously.
"Oh, you think too, do you?" said Ham and Pork. "Everyone's thinking these days. I think there's a good deal too much of this thinking, that's what I think. We never thought about thinking when I were a lad. We'd never get anything done if we thought first."
He gave Morris a glare too. Ham and Pork didn't like Morris. He didn't like most things that had happened since the change. In fact, Morris wondered how long Ham and Pork was going to last as leader. He didn't like thinking. He belonged to the days when a rat's leader just had to be big and stroppy. The world was moving far too fast for him now, which made him angry. He wasn't so much leading now as being pushed.
Dangerous Beans, sir, believes that we should be thinking of settling down, sir," said Peaches.
Morris scowled. Ham and Pork wouldn't listen to Peaches, and she knew it, but Dangerous Beans was the nearest thing the rats had to a wizard, and even big rats listened to him.
"I thought we were going to get on a boat and find an island somewhere," said Ham and Pork. "Very ratty places, boats," he added approvingly.
Then he went on, with a slightly nervous and slightly annoyed look at Dangerous Beans,
"And people tell me that we need this money stuff, because now we can do all this thinking, we've got to be
ethical, sir," said Dangerous Beans.
"Which sounds unratty to me. Not that my opinion counts for anything, it seems," said Ham and Pork.
"We've got enough money, sir," said Peaches. "We've already got a lot of money. We have got a lot of money, haven't we, Morris?"
It wasn't a question. It was a kind of accusation.
"Well, when you say a lot," Morris began.
"And in fact, we got more money than we thought," said Peaches,
still in the same tone of voice. It was very polite, but it just kept going and it asked all the wrong questions. A wrong question for Morris was one that he didn't want anyone to ask. Peaches gave her little cough again.
"The reason I say we've got more money, Morris, is that you said gold coins were shiny like the moon and silver coins were shiny like the sun and you'd keep all the silver coins. In fact, Morris, that's the wrong way around. It's the silver coins that are shiny like the moon."
Morris thought a rude word in cat's language, which has a great many of them. What was the point of education, he thought, if people went out afterwards and used it?
"So we think, sir," said Dangerous Beans to Ham and Pork, "that after this one last time we should share out the money and go our separate ways. Besides, it's getting dangerous to keep repeating the same trick. We should stop before it's too late. There's a river here. We should be able to get to the sea. An island with no humans or cats would be a good place," said Ham and Pork. Morris didn't let his smile fade, even though he knew what curlet meant.